Oh, hi. Welcome home. Your daughter's sleeping in her room. She was an angel tonight. Yeah, we watched some videos and played some games. Then I bathed her and I put her in bed about an hour ago. Yep, I just got confirmation on my app. The money came through. Oh, wow. Thanks for the generous tip. Ah, your date must have gone well tonight. Third date, right? You must have got some then. Why are you acting all shocked? I'm 12. I know some things about what happens on dates. Don't try to tell me you're going out with her just for conversation and a nice dinner. So, tell me, she take care of you? No? A BJ, then? Nothing? Not even a handy? She must really be something special if you're putting up with that. Is she really pretty? Show me what she looks like. All right, she's pretty hot. Is that pic from tonight? Nice restaurant. Fancy. Must have cost you some money. So, does she let you touch her? What? What do you mean, inappropriate questions? You spend good money on a girl, you need to see some return. I betcha if you would have just grabbed her, she would have let you. Someone takes me to a nice place like that, I'd let them touch me. You know what I mean? Heck, I did more during my grade school dates for a lot less. Yeah, I dated in elementary school. Geez, it's not like I was in kindergarten. Don't you think I'm pretty? Plenty of boys do. And girls. Those dates were mostly pretty innocent, but still, I made sure we had a good time if I was into it. I'm getting warm thinking about all those naughty things we did. Would you date me? Are you sure? Your bulge says you do. Don't be embarrassed. Does it turn you on to hear about my dates in elementary school? Oh, I was already so horny even back then. Tell you what, why don't you sit on the couch and pull your dick out and jerk off while I tell you some stories about my dates as a little kid? Oh, quit acting all surprised. You were gonna jerk off right after I left anyway, right? Why don't you let me help you? You did give me a nice tip, so I just want to make sure that you are happy. Yeah, there you go. Just sit down and relax. You've been keeping those blue balls simmering for hours now. Let's get you fixed up. Now, pull your pants off. That way there's nothing in the way. Do you need to get your lube? Why do you keep looking so surprised? Of course you have lube. Do you think I'm stupid? Now get your lube and get on the fucking couch before I change my mind. That's a good boy. Just do what I tell you. Oh, that's a nice cock. Already seeping pre-cum, I see. Every time I see a hard, grown-up cock, I'm always so fascinated. Of course I've seen other adult dicks. I like to call them daddy dicks. Do you like that? Go ahead and start stroking your daddy dick. There you go. So, let me tell you about my first date with Eric. We were in second grade. Oh, he was so cute. I had such a huge crush on him. His mom invited me to go get ice cream with them. It was more like a play date. Yeah, we went to Mickey D's to get that soft serve stuff, so it wasn't even like it was real ice cream. Whatever. So after we had our ice cream cones, we went to play in the play structure. You know, the ones with the ball pit and tubes and shit. This one was huge, and there were multiple levels and lots of nooks and crannies. We were playing hide and seek, and one time when I found him, I grabbed him and gave him a big smooch. He liked it, and we ended up kissing real sloppy with lots of tongue. I knew what to do because I was already watching porn by then. I guess he did too, because when I touched his dick over his shorts, he didn't push me away. He was stifling his moans, but his mouth was open. I reached into one of the leg openings and I grabbed his slender little boy penis. I stroked it, just like you're stroking your big daddy cock. Except his was maybe 2.5 inches long, kind of like your finger. Anyway, he was just frozen there, letting me stroke that tiny cock, and I really wanted to see it. So I told him to pull his shorts down if he wanted me to keep doing what I was doing. Of course he pulled them down. I went right back to stroking that little boy cock, and I played with his little balls. My hairless baby girl pussy was so wet. I really wanted him to touch it, but I was too scared. God, my cunt is gushing right now just talking about this. Do you want to see it? I'll let you. Do you want me to get naked? Do you want that? Do you want to jerk your grown-up daddy dick to a naked 12-year-old girl telling you naughty stories? That's a stupid question. Of course you do. Have you ever seen a preteen pussy before? I guess you have. You have a daughter. But have you ever seen one that's soaking wet? The tiny baby bear lips open and hungry for daddy's dick? Well, you're going to see one right now. Take the rest of your clothes off. All of it. I want you completely naked. Now, watch me take off my shorts. Do you like my little panties? I guess you do. Do you want to take a picture? It's okay. I'll let you. Go ahead. I'll pull the crotch right up into my slick little slit. Take one of my butt, too. Wait, let me take off my top. There. You like what you see? I'm not completely flat anymore. They're just little bumps, but Mommy says I have a starter set of boobies. I like to pinch my little nubs, like this. Shall I pull my panties down now? Are you ready to see a sopping, wet child cunt? Here you go. My slit is just peeking over the tops of my panties. You can't see it unless you're closer, but I have just a little whisper of hair there now. And here, here's my little baby clit. And there, my baby hole. Let me lay down next to you on the couch so I can lean back and spread my legs open for you. I like to put one leg over the top of the couch and the other on the floor. Everyone likes this pose. Yeah. Go ahead. Take a picture. You're going to be jerking off to this pic for the rest of your life. Here, I'll spread my little baby bear lips. Look how pink I am inside. Look deep into my kitty cunt. My pouty child pussy. I'm not even touching my baby button, and I am just leaking down there. I hope you don't mind me dripping on your couch. I can put my panties back on if you'd like. I'm just kidding, you dumb daddy. Do you want to touch it? It looks tiny, but it can handle quite a bit of action. It's still super tight, but I've had a lot of things in there because it's really stretchy, too. What kinds of things? Pencils, pens, toothbrushes, toys, regular toys. I mean, I've had sex toys in there, but not at first. Hairbrushes, of course. Every young girl has a special relationship with their hairbrush. Fingers, tongues, little boy cocks, grown-up cocks. Yeah, I've been fucked by adults. How old were they? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The older the cock, the more excited and appreciative they are. I love it when they thank me and treat me like a goddess. Go ahead. touch it. I know you want to. Quit being such a pussy. Is that a pun? I don't know. I told you sometimes you just need to grab it. Can you read my body language? A girl is peeling her tiny pussy lips back, showing you her drippy wet cunt that's flowing like a leaking faucet. That's a green light. Touch it. Touch my tiny little twat. Are you afraid because I'm so young? That this is illegal? That you'll be labeled a pedo? That's what makes it so special, though. Tell you what, why don't you let me stroke your daddy cock while you think about it? Oh, yeah, it's a rock hard. My little hand doesn't even go all the way around it. Daddies like it when I twist my fingers when I get all the way to the top. Yeah, you like that too. Your grown-up adult cock wants this 12-year-old child cunt. Oh, that's a good daddy. Finger me. Your grown-up adult cock wants this 12-year-old child cunt. That's a good daddy. Finger me. Oh, yes. Oh, I love having fat adult fingers in my kitty cunt. Put another finger in. Open me up. Work it in and out. Do it faster. Oh, that's it. Now pull it out. Feed it to me. I just love licking my cunny juices off my molester's fingers. I see you didn't pull away when I called you that. You're getting used to the idea of committing a sex crime with a preteen. My illegal baby cunny tastes so sweet. You should taste it. Here, lay down so I can straddle your face while you eat my cunny. This way I can suck on your fat child molester cock at the same time. This is what you were hoping for earlier this evening, having hot sex. Except it's with someone under half the age of that stuck-up bitch that wouldn't put out. She is missing out on this tasty cock. It fills up my little mouth. I can feel it throbbing in my throat. No, don't come yet. I'd love to taste your thick daddy load, but I want this child molester cock in my little girl cunt. Let me flip around. Just stay right there, and I'm going to lower myself right onto your fat pedophile cock. Look closely. I want you to watch. Watch my baby hole as I press it right over your leaky cockhead. Oh, it's snug against my honey hole. I'm sinking into you. Oh, my preteen cunt is swallowing up your child-raping cock. You know I can't consent. It's child rape. You're raping a little kid. How's it feel? How's it feel having child sex? There's nothing like fucking a little kid right up their smooth kitty cunt. Even better when a kid fucks you like I'm doing right now. I've got half your cock inside of my fuckhole. It's filling me up so good. I could take more, though. I just have to bounce a little harder. Oh, watch as my kitty cunt goes lower and lower every time I bounce on your daddy dick. Oh, God, it's so deep now. Just a little more. I can feel it up against my cervix. Oh, I want you to squirt your cum right there. I want you to pop your load into me. Cream inside my preteen cunny. Feed my little cunt. Come inside my kitty hole. I forgot. I was supposed to be telling you about my date with Eric when I was 7. I stroked that finger-sized dick and I squeezed his balls. I could tell he was about to come, so I started licking it like an ice cream cone. I was so crazy with lust, I didn't care anymore. I lapped up that little cockhead just like the whores in the pornos. And then boom, he spurted all over my lips and nose. I love that moment he blasted me. Oh, I wish I could suck that little kid dick again. Do you like that? Do you want to watch me suck off the little kids in public? Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. That's a good daddy. Shoot it out. All of it. Give me all your nasty pedo cum. Shoot it inside my cum hole. Oh, you spermed me good. Oh, look. It's dripping out of my gunny. Take one last picture of what you did to me. I'll hold my cunt open so you can see the cum pooling inside. Let me put my panties back on so I can just soak in it. Oh, I love walking around with cum coating my smooth pussy mound. You marked it as yours. You own my baby cunt now. Or maybe it owns you. Come here, you pervert. Come here and rape her. I'm holding her on my lap, my hands under her knees, pulling them up to give you access to her tiny little baby cunt and pinhead asshole. Or fuck her face with the back of her head right here between my... Come here, you pervert. Come here and rape her. I'm holding her on my lap, my hands under her knees, pulling them up to give you access to her tiny little baby cunt and pinhead asshole. Or fuck her face.